it's definitely tough. It's not easy to learn this defense. You got to dial in, you got to lock in, and you got to study. You got to be one of those guys that study and stays in the playbook. And once you get it, man, you know, the sky's the limit for you. Last year it was a little different for me, but you know, I'm a vet and I've been in the game a long time, so you know, it wasn't that hard to pick up. It's just going out there and, you know, executing, doing what Coach Zinn wants you to do. And that's the difference for me from last year to this year. I understand what he wants me to do in the situations and, you know, how to go out there and play within his scheme. So that's what I'm doing this year.
Is it just the volume of plays, or is it what makes it difficult to
play? It's just the different terminology and the different stuff you have to, you know, abide by in the defense. You can't, you know, if you need to be outside leverage, you got to be outside leverage. There ain't no head up or playing a little head up the inside. You got to be in that spot because it can knock off the whole defense. And it's just different stuff like that. So we just try to play, you know, together and all as one.
You guys, can you talk about what it's like to be on the field in fourth down when you got to make the stop or the whole game could change in one play?
Oh, it's big. It's big. I love those moments. I love them, those moments in the game. Because if you make the play, they come to your guy, you make the play, you know, you're the hero. So I love those moments in the game, man. So if it comes down to that each and every week, you know, I'm down for it as long as we make the play.
Last year, you lost some of those close games. And, you know, fourth, you couldn't make the stop. This defense, what's different this year? You guys are making these stops.
Everybody dialed in. Everybody know their job. And everybody playing as one. You know, they're playing as one. We know we got a job, and that's to win football games. And like I said, every position, from the defensive line to the linebackers to the secondary, we're going out there, we're competing, and we're not going to let it be us. We're not going to let it be us this year. So we're just trying to go out there and stack these wins up.
You mentioned Floyd before. He had a big fourth down play. He gets off that ball pretty quick for a big guy, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. No, Sharif is a good guy, but he says he's very fast, and he thinks he can keep up with some DBs and stuff. So he always prided on himself of being a quicker guy. So he definitely got off the ball real fast and disrupted the whole play.
That's one of the big moves of the bye was Creighton Hodges and kind of putting Kendricks in that spot. Did he really kind of validate, do you think?
I think he had a great game. I don't know how many tackles he had, but I know he had a sack and a couple breakups. And, he stepped in and he filled the gap like Hodges never left, man. He actually played pretty good, man. Like I said, being a rookie, he come out there and second start, and do some things he did. It was very special, man. He seemed like he belonged in this league, and I feel like he's going to play for a very long time.
What about the art of breaking up the passes with the dives and everything like that? How do you think he did on that? Is that something you really have to grow into and learn how to do?
Oh, yeah. You got to learn, you know, the player and then defense and definitely, you know, play without your hands being on the receiver. So it's definitely different. You know, they call everything in the NFL on you. You know, you touch them out the 5 yards, it's a penalty. So definitely got to learn that. And, you know, guys on this team, they do a great job with that. You know, coming in as a rookie is kind of tough because college, you can touch the guys all the way down the field as long as the ball is not in the air. But you got to learn these rules, and I think the guys on my team are doing a great job of learning.
Yeah, you always say you play with a chip on your shoulder. When you see the young guys do that, do you also have to maybe tell them or watch them to see if they can also keep it, like, in moderation a little bit? You know, you kind of have to know how to control that.
Oh, you definitely got to learn how to control it. You don't want to get penalties or be very extra with it. So I definitely, you know, try to control mine because I know sometimes I can get a little chippy, a little feisty, and, you know, want to push guys around and try to get up in their face. But you got to kind of control those things and try to play within the game. And there's some things that guys learn to do, and there's something I do.
It seemed like the Fox able to use multiple types of routes yesterday. What do you think of him having that much versatility?
Man, he's one of the polished receivers I've ever seen come, you know, as a rookie. He runs great routes. He's a great route runner. You know, some guys is taking time to learn how to run routes in the NFL. He already got that. And he's a great receiver. He got great speed, great hands, and he go gets the ball, man. He worked hard at practice. If some of your guys can see what he do at practice, y'all will be like, wow. I know y'all seen it through training camp, but man, he's very talented. He has turned it on these last couple of weeks, man. And it shows up on the field. You know, he practiced hard, and it shows up on Sundays. Yeah, because he runs so hard. He runs so hard, man. It's a walkthrough, and he's going out there like it's a real practice. He's like, man, you know, slow it down a little bit, tempo it down. But he's a young guy. He's eager to be great, man. And that's the thing with him. He want to be great so bad. And that's what makes him very special.
He turned you around in practice yet?
Nah, he ain't got me yet. Nah, you know, I'm not going to tell you that. No, he ain't got me yet. We compete. We compete, but nah, he haven't turned me around yet in practice.
Do you guys talk about bottling what you have at home and try to take it on the road? Do you try to keep loose about that before it becomes a thing?
We know we 0-2 on the road right now. That's not a good feeling. So we definitely got to win some road games. In the league, you have to win some road games, and we definitely got to try to turn this thing around this week.